views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening today. Today is September the 23rd, 2015, and we have a live show for you today. I want to thank you all for jumping in, and I want to just say, hey, listen, Black Talk Radio Network needs you to continue to support it by telling your friends and family about the network, spreading the word about it, bringing new listeners and new participants into the network, and also make a financial donation to keep this station going, because the radio network going, because you all know how important Black Talk Radio Network is. And just imagine, without Black Talk Radio Network, what would you be left with? Mainstream media. And that will put you back into a place that you've decided to wake up from. And once you wake up, you can never go back to sleep. So now let's continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And if you can, chime in and do whatever you can financially to maintain, because this is a very extensive, network, and it's a lot of work that's involved, and we want it to grow. We want it to do more. We want to bring you more information, and support is what we need in order to do that, because, you know, you're not going to get, you know, a lot of the different advertisers on Black Talk Radio Network because of what we talk about. We like to bring you the perspective that the people need to know. And that's the thing with journalism, is that the obligation as a journalist is to bring the information to the people and let the people decide. And today's world is all full of propaganda, to let the people only know what they're supposed to think and allow the agenda to be set by someone else. So, in order to avoid that, please continue to support, and if you can make donations to the network, that would be greatly appreciated. Also, go to Facebook and you can check out Tando Radio Show. That's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show that we have here. And, you know, we post different articles there. Wow, that article took off. And different subjects that's there. And so you can follow us there. And when you stop by, give us a like, check out some of the things that we posted. If you have any questions or comments, definitely you can post them there and reach out. So today, very special show. I have my man Kevin that's going to come on as a guest, and we're going to talk about some of the major financial events that are happening. And so Kevin is going to be on in a minute. Let me make sure Kevin is not on as we speak, because he could. No, he'll be on in like 5 minutes. So cool. 4 minutes. So just to let you know. So while we do that, there's a couple of articles that I want to actually go over inside of Tando. Okay. So on Tando, there's a couple of articles that we posted, and we're definitely going to talk about it. And there was one that I posted today, a couple. But the one that I posted today that I really want to get a look at is the government shutdown. The government shutdown could cut off food stamps for some Americans who depend on the food aid. Very significant story. You know, each government shutdown, we hear about this happening, but this is a little different in my eyes. You know, what I like to always say, I wrote something inside of Tando, and I basically was just saying that this is how, you know, they catch people off guard. For the past few years, we've heard about the government shutting down. And then, you know, after you hear it so many times, you know, it only takes us two or three times. Like, yeah, I heard that before. Nothing happened then. They'll figure it out. But see, that's what the system wants you to think. That's the overall design and the plan, to lull you to sleep and to have a, you know, and ennui towards the things that really matter, so that, you know, when they do certain things, they totally catch you off guard. Totally catch you off guard. And that's the overall perception. They try to get you to think that nothing is going to happen because nothing happened in the past. And then boom, at the opportune moment for them, that's when they spring it. And guess what? They catch everyone because we fell asleep on it. Don't let them catch you sleeping on this. And this is, you know, to me, it's very major because of what's going on economically, the metrics and the overall trending line with the economies globally is in a downward spiral, purposely done, by the way. But see, this is right in line with the overall agenda. Because you think about it, the people that have been in power, look at the things that have been done in the past. You can never put anything past these people because we've had historical accounts of them doing things to the people, destroying families, destroying destroying generations and destroying cultures of people, all for the design purpose of maintaining control and being able to position themselves in having the advantage over everyone else. This is purposely done, and this is one of another opportunity form. So that's something we're going to talk about today. But until then, let's check this article out real quick while we're waiting on Kevin to jump in. This comes from the AP. Government shutdown October 1st could immediately suspend or delay food stamp payments to some 46 million Americans who receive food aid. The Agriculture Department said Tuesday that it will stop providing benefits at the beginning of October if Congress does not pass legislation to keep the government agency open. If Congress does not act to avert a lapse in any then the USDA will have no other funding necessary for SNAP benefits in October and will be forced to stop providing benefits within the first few days of October, says Catherine Cochran, a spokesman for the USDA. Once that occurs, families won't be able to use these benefits at grocery stores to buy the food their family need. The USDA said on Friday and sent a letter to states asking them to hold off until further notice. Say that again. On Friday, the USDA sent out letters to states asking them to hold off until Friday, hold off until further notice on stating the process that distributes benefits at the first of the month. The Agriculture Department declined to give details on why the automatic funding would not continue in the 2013 government shutdown. Food stamp dollars were not affected. Democratic lawmakers briefed it by the department said USDA does not have enough money in reserve to pay for a full month benefit. That's the overall key in everything. They don't have the reserves to pay a full month benefit. Guess who else doesn't have the reserves? And we're going to talk about that. FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, which is a corporation, not anything that's from the government. They don't have the funding either. Guess what that's tied to? The banking sector. But even before you would get there to the banks, you would already lose all of your deposits because you're no longer a depositor. But we're going to talk about some of these things. Let me check to see if my man Kevin is there. I don't want to keep him waiting. So, my man Kevin will be in a minute. And this is what's happening. So let's go back to this article real quick. So now, it goes on to say, they said the department has extra dollars. Let me see. They say the department had extra dollars 2 years ago, but this time around, it doesn't have enough additional reserves. Democratic Senators Jeff Merkley of Oregon and Debbie Stabenow of Michigan said benefits could potentially be delayed even if there is a last-minute agreement on the spending bill, since it could take a few days for the department to process the money once a bill is enacted, or you're going to be exacted. It is a cash flow issue. At this point, that would be even worse if there was an actual shutdown. Representative from Connecticut said she's been briefed by Agriculture Secretary on the issue and said she had the suspension of the benefits could be especially destructive because some SNAP recipients run out of food at the end of the month just before the benefits kick in. It goes on to continue to say Republican leaders in Congress are racing to avert a government shutdown next week when the budget year ends, where the temporary funding bill is required to keep agencies open. The process has been complicated because of a battle over federal funding for Planned Parenthood and the groups involved in the practices or procedures for procuring tissue from the aborted fetuses for research purposes. Kansas Republican, who was the chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee, said Democrats concerned about the SNAP dollar should vote for a Republican senator's bill that would keep the government operating through December the 11th and block the Planned Parenthood federal funding for a year. Democrats are expected to block that measure later this year. So that is what's at hand. The food stamp SNAP the word has already been given since last Friday for the states to hold off notice until further notice. So no matter what happens, the food stamps and SNAP benefits will be cut off. That is going to cause some major problems.
Brother Dave.
Yes, go ahead.
That's a lot of hungry white folks, man.
Man, it is. And it's a lot of, it is, Scotty. And we all know how they're going to try to portray this. We all know how they're going to try to portray this. Anytime that you hear about this, what's the first thing that they do? They'll try to find a woman of color, a sister with some kids, and try to make that the face, the poster child of the SNAP program, when in actuality, that's nowhere near factual because there is a projection that they always want to have. And yes, Scotty, you're absolutely right. That is going to be, and you know how people can act. And I'm going to tell you, they're going to try to blame that. They'll try to portray all of these problems. Just like, you know, when you look at the overall welfare state that this country is in, it has nothing to do with black people. It has everything to do with corporate America. The biggest recipient of government assistance, the biggest recipients and the largest takers from the economy for their own. What they do is they privatize their liabilities. I'm sorry, they socialize their liabilities and privatize the profits. There's nothing worse than that. But see, what they'll try to project is that poorness is blackness, because that's where they want to keep the people, focusing right there on the lie and not what the overall truth is. So, yes, Scotty, you're absolutely right. So this is, I'm going to tell you, this has a lot to do with the system, what we're going to talk about. Our brother Kevin is there. Let me pull Kevin up. Kevin, you there?
What's going on, Dave?
Hey, what's going on, Kevin? Welcome to Tando Radio Show. It's been a little while, but glad to have you back. A bunch of the listeners said, hey, when are you going to get Kevin back? And so I just want to thank you, bro, for coming back on and spending some time with us.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure, you know, to come back and to, you know, be with like-minded people. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, it is, man. And I just want to say, bro, I appreciate you so much, man, for a lot of the information that you passed me and just from our conversations, you know, it's iron sharpens iron. And Kevin, man, from the last time that we talked, this economic, and you know, we've been talking about this, you've been talking about this for years, I've been talking about this since we started Tando Radio Show. The overall economic direction is, it shouldn't be a mystery to anyone, because it's all planned out and they pretty much telling you where it's going. We just have failed to start to listen and prepare for it.
Well, it's designed to, well, let me say this, you know, mainstream media is not going to educate you to actually what's going on. They are there to keep everyone in the situation, you know, that they're in economically. Mm-hmm. They're not, they're not there to educate you. That's something that everyone has to do on the individual basis, educate themselves as to what's really going on. I mean, one of my favorite pet peeves is alternative media. Alternative media, you can find out, and media outside of the United States, you can find out what's really going on, you know, better than you can here in this country, sadly to say.
Yeah, that is so true, Kev. And it is our responsibility to support the alternative media, be a part of it, because that's what's so great about the alternative media is that because the general public is really the reporters for the alternative media. And that's so important because you want to be able to bring the information to the people so that they can decide how they want to respond to it. And that's the great thing about the alternative media. And like what you were saying, in today's world, if you really want to know what's up, you can't just look within the United States for news. You actually have to get news from outside and then kind of put it together with some of the lies that they're telling here for you to get a better picture of what's really going on.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, that's the way the news is depicted here. It's more of a misinformation. It may have a few bits and pieces of factual information, but it's going to be more of misinformation, misdirection. That's all by design. That way they can keep everybody subservient to the debt slavery system.
Right. That's the whole thing, the debt slavery system, to keep them in line too. So, hey, Kev, you know, I read this article and I knew you were up on it. And I said, oh, man, I got to talk to Kev about this. And for everyone, I'm going to repost it inside of Tando. And it comes from the Telegraph, but it was also in a couple of other news agencies. The Daily Mail covered it. I'm going to repost it inside of Tando so everyone can go back to it and see what it is. And it was covered extensively. This isn't the first time that it was covered. The very first time it was covered, Kevin had sent me a message and said, yo, look at this. This is, you know, because it was breaking and we knew that this was coming about. And it was, hold on one second. Let me pull this up, Kevin. And this was out of the Telegraph, and the head article is Britain to be China's bridge into Western markets, says George Osborne. The People Bank of China is to begin issuing short-term renminbi-denominated debt in London in the near future. And so what I want to do before we jump into this article and get Kevin's take on it and just, you know, to talk about this, I want to repost this inside of Tando. It posted there a couple of days ago, but I'm going to repost it now just for some of our listeners so that they can re-see it and bring it back up to the top. So, Kevin, mm-hmm. Now, this is something that, you know, everyone that's been watching and watching what's going on financially, this is nothing new to us or to anyone that's been really watching what's going on. And because, you know, we knew about this when it was first announced. It was first announced that there was a deal that had already been struck with Britain about a year ago or so, right, Kevin? It was about that time frame.
About a year, probably longer. Reason I say longer that they did it behind the scenes, but basically what Britain is coming out and actually saying is, I read the article, and what they're actually saying is, it's really game over for the U.S. dollar. reason being, Britain is when I saw them make that turn that they would be financing all their government debt using the Chinese, you know, mm-hmm. the yuan, renminbi, that told me that at some point, and the point is here now, that the Chinese yuan would become fully convertible. It would be an international currency, the new international currency.
Right.
Because actually China, they haven't announced, again, they haven't announced their gold holdings. And I was reading, matter of fact, about a month and a half ago, where we all know about the explosion what happened in China, in the port city. Well, in the explosion, they were saying that this was done by allegedly the U.S. to try to get China to hold off from announcing their gold holdings. Reason being, once they announced their gold holdings, everybody would know that the dollar wasn't really backed by anything because the U.S. don't actually have the physical gold to move forward to this new financial system, the gold and other assets. So with China doing this, all other countries will begin to realize that, hey, wait a minute, we holding a lot of treasury notes. Let's dump these treasuries because, you know, this is not backed by anything, and we don't want to be left holding the bag here. So right. With Britain doing this, they're actually signaling that, okay, we're not ready to move forward. We've moved forward. That's what they're saying.
Right. Exactly. And Kevin, you laid it out so perfectly. What I want to do real quick is I want to read some key parts of this article, because what Kevin is saying is actually so true, and we want to dissect this and then tell what does this really mean and how can you protect yourself? What should you be doing? Because that's one of the things here at Tando is that we want to find some of the problems, but we also want to look at some of the solutions to them. So let me read this article really quickly. For our listeners so we can see it. Chinese Vice President Tsai, third right from the meeting with the Chancellor of the Exchequer, George Osborne, third during the 7th Chinese UK Strategy Economic Dialogue in Beijing. And one thing I want to say, Kevin, George Osborne, that dude looks like a vampire. You know,
most of them are Satanists. Most of them, man, they're Satanists, man. That's what they are. That's why they look like that.
Yep. And I'm glad Kevin knows, and that's what one of the points I wanted to make. But here, let's check this out. China's central bank will start to issue short-term debt in London, basically bonds. They're going to be buying bonds. The chancellor announced on Monday, this was this past Monday, at the end of the high-level talks with Chinese leaders. In the first of such outside the country, George Osborne said the People's Bank of China decision to issue renminbi bonds in London would cement the capital position as China's bridge into Western financial markets. It was one of 53 agreements announced. See, this was the whole thing. And this is why Kevin said that this stuff has been laid out before, because it was one of 53 agreements. This was just one of 53 announced at the end of the UK-China Economic and Financial Dialogue, which was held in China's capital, where Mr. Osborne's passion for China has been strongly evident. I'm strongly supported China's effort to increase its international use of the renminbi, says Mr. Osborne. And make no doubt about it, I want the UK to be the natural Western hub for the renminbi trading. Monday's announcement, followed by the UK's successful issuance of a sovereign renminbi bond last October. See, that I think that was the one I was speaking about. The Treasury said that the BPOC, which is the People's Bank of China, will begin issuing debt denominated in Chinese currency in the near future. This is a major step towards developing the market's infrastructure. I believe it cements London as the preeminent location for the renminbi trade and the Chinese investment into the West, said Mr. Osborne. So I want to stop there, Kevin. Kevin, with that being said, it's like you said, that means it's game over for the dollar, in that the Chinese renminbi is going to be looked at as, and they want to use as a clearinghouse, the city of London for that clearinghouse. And that is going to be a major, major move. And I think it's so important. Kevin, what does that mean for the average person here in the United States that is just listening to this for the first time? They have no clue what that means. In your opinion, what does that mean?
Well, it means for the average person that really don't understand what's going on, this is very important. I know you've been stressing this on your show about accumulating gold, accumulating silver, accumulating foreign currency.
Yep.
Reason being because the dollar is in heavy decline. China, if you go back the month of August, I think China dumped something like $140 trillion worth of treasuries.
Mm-hmm.
They're not only ones dumping. Russia is dumping their treasuries. Saudi Arabia is dumping their treasuries. That's why you're seeing what's going on in the market. They're telling you that the market, they're having a correction. Everything is fine. The market has been having corrections the last 3 weeks. At some point, it's at its breaking point now. The bond market, that is. That's why stocks are selling off, because everybody is realizing they're moving. That mean by dollar denominated asset, anything that's denominated in dollars, whether it's stocks, whether it's bonds, whether it's commodities, whether it's real estate, they're moving away from dollar denominated asset. That's why London made the move that they made, because they're a major financial hub. And if they're going to be, if they want to be viable, they had to go with the Chinese yuan, because this is where everybody is moving to. Also, on top of that, you have like 10 different countries that have gotten agreements with each other saying that they would use the currencies and that they wouldn't use the U.S. dollar. So let's cut the dollar out and trade. So the dollar is being forced out through international trade as well. So, I mean, it's advantageous to not only listen, but to begin to take action. We don't have very long. If you look at what's going on this week, I don't want to get too far ahead of you today. If I am, please stop me.
No, Kevin, you fantastic. You're golden, as always. Go ahead.
If you look at what's transpiring this week, the Pope is here, the President of China is here. I was looking at the news earlier. I see what China President just purchased today, will agree to purchase 300 planes from Boeing. Mm-hmm. I mean, what they're doing is they realize, and it's just a matter of time before the man and the average man and woman on the street understand what's going on. They realize that this economy is getting ready to go into a free fall, so they buying things for pennies on the dollar. That's what they're doing. The Rothschilds were coined this phrase, always buy when blood is in the street.
Yeah.
That don't mean literally blood, but it means, you know, when financial chaos comes, this when you go in and you buy up everything for a little or nothing and wait on things to turn around. That's what that means. But that's what's really going on. I won't get too far ahead, Dave. That way you may have some questions. You may have something you want to interject. But I just want to put that out there.
No. It's perfect, Kev, because always talking to you brings about the importance of the moment. And it's so, you know, and this is why we have the show. You know, Kevin, it was a couple of things. You know, the blood on the street. See, what they're doing is they're creating the massacre so that people will have to liquidate their positions at a fire sale. They're going to have to, because they won't be able to keep up. And, you know, one of the things that I want to go back to something that you said that happened in the third largest city in China, the port, with the explosion. And believe me, in my estimations, from my military experience, from working with nukes, that was a tactical nuke that went off in Tianjin, China. And just before that, China had devalued their currency. Just before that, because right now there is a very ferocious currency war that the U.S., China is engaging in, and the rest of the world is engaging in also. And this is not affecting just, you know, like the 2008 crisis where it was just affecting major companies. This is affecting the overall sovereign debt and the overall sovereign assets throughout the world. And so, you know, if you look at that event itself, you knew that there's some real fireworks were going to come from that. And I'm agreeing with you, Kevin, is that was the U.S. telling China, do not release your gold holdings, because then that will force the U.S. in order to stay economically on the viable on the global scene in the currency market, they would have to do the same. You know, because the common person, I mean, you think about it, any person, what would you rather have? A dollar that's based off of confidence, or a currency that's based off of assets that is, you know, really the base and the anchor of that currency, which is going to give it more confidence throughout the world. So, yeah, it's a big, big event, some major events that are happening as we speak. Now, Kevin, in your opinion, forgot. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Kevin, hold on 1 second. I just want to, you know, we're going to get back to this conversation. Listen, everyone, if you have any questions, have any comments that you would like to make, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032, and what you do is hit pound six and hit one, and that'll prompt you to, that'll prompt me to see that you have a question or a comment, and I'll get you in front of Kevin, and so we can answer your question or make your comment. So listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And I have with me today my buddy Kevin, and we're talking about the economic, the global currency battle that's happening and what you need to do to protect yourself. And we were talking about a very, very important signing, an agreement, one of 53. And the one thing that they did release within the agreement, notice they said 53 other agreements were made, but they didn't release what those were. But China was going to, the city of London is going to be the hub for the yuan, the renminbi bond that is going to be run through the city of London, and the rest of the world can trade off of various platforms through the city of London, and also sovereign wealth funds, mutual funds, muni funds can buy the actual debt that China has. And this is what's so important. Your quality of life is based off of how strong the currency that your country uses, if you only use the currency of the nation that you live in. And that's a very dangerous thing to do, especially in these times and these days. So, Kevin, back to you. You know, one of the things I wanted to ask, and if you can explain for our listeners. So now, with them having a bond and having the ability to sell that debt, and what is it that the IMF, how's the IMF going to play into this, and what is the big fight? Because China wants to be recognized by the IMF for a very specific reason. And in your opinion, what is that reason, and what is the importance behind that?
I want to back up a minute. It all ties in to where I'm going with this. China, a couple of weeks ago, they came out and said they the media called it a devaluation. It wasn't a devaluation. What China did was actually, a lot of people don't understand the dynamics of it. Thailand, I want to see who else, another country in there. What they did was actually they de-pegged from the dollar.
Right.
When they de-pegged from the dollar, they never said what they was going to. So quite naturally, if you de-peg from something, that automatically what caused your currency to go down a small percentage. But once they come out and announce their gold holders and say that they're going to announce their currency to gold, and other countries come out and follow the same suit, automatically their currency would go back, it would automatically supersede, appreciate just overnight, right. Meaning just rise overnight in value. So, but a lot of people are calling it a devaluation. Actually, what they're doing is they're switching over to a new financial system, which is the new asset-backed financial system, meaning you would have to have gold, silver, oil, et cetera, so many different commodities to back up your currency going forward. That's the new asset-backed.
Right.
System, because everybody is moving away from the fiat system. Now, to tie in what you said about the IMF and the World Bank, well, the IMF told China that, you know, if you meet all the requirements in 2015, September 2015, we'll include into the new SDR basket. Well, what happened, the banks didn't want the competition, and the IMF is controlled by the United States governments and other Western powers. So they reneged on the deal. So what China said, okay, fine, no problem. Well, we have a whole new financial system set up. You probably heard of it, the AAIB, the Asian Infrastructure Bank. The you know, they'll move, they'll transition away. They have their own Asian infrastructure bank. They have their own own credit card, which is the equivalent to MasterCard and Visa, which is called
their own Swiss system.
Own Swiss system, right. Chips, that's their Swiss system. They have UniPay, that their own, like I said, Visa and MasterCard. They have their own institutions equivalent to the World Bank, and they even said that they would give the World Bank and the IMF a run for their money. So now that's why you see Britain, that's why you see France, that's why you see Germany, all are joining the BRICS Bank, because they understand that in order for them to be viable going forward, if you're not part of BRICS, you don't have anything. That's why China is lining up this new Silk Road that's going through. The Silk Road consists of Britain, India, South Africa, Russia. This make up the BRICS, but it's like 100 and some different countries involved in that. But each one of them be issuing the new infrastructure projects. They'll be issuing stocks, they'll be issuing bonds. I mean, this is going to be somebody that understands what's going on. The Silk Road project, as far as investing concerned, this is going to be the viable place to be. This is what a lot of your Western banks are doing. They will be involved in it, but they'll tell if you have some money in the bank, they will say a substantial amount of money, well, we can only pay you 1%, but they'll take the money and go abroad and invest, make 14-15% interest on the money, and then come back and pay your 1%. Take your money and make money with it. This is why it's so advantageous to begin to educate yourself and start thinking on a global, on the individual, on a global basis, not just right here in America.
Yeah, well said, because there was a lot that you touched on, and I'm glad you did. One of the first things, Kevin, and just so for some of the people that may not know, what does it mean to depeg? Because that's exactly what happened. It wasn't China is strategically playing this, and they're strategically playing this because they already have the assets which to anchor their currency to do it. So now they start to unfold. What is depegging in layman terms?
Depegging meaning that your currency has to be based off of another currency. In this case, would be right. The Chinese yuan against the U.S. dollar. What's the equivalent of one against the other? So when you depeg and say we're no longer pegging our currency to the dollar, meaning that the dollar will no longer be the determining factor to determine the value of our currency against the U.S. dollar, then you have to go to something more sound, which gold and silver. I mean, gold's been around the last 5,000 years. It's sound money, it's real money. What makes gold and silver so sound and real money? Because it doesn't have counterparty risk. Counterparty risk is somebody else's ability to pay, meaning like a central bank. If you have physical gold and silver, you don't have to worry about a central bank promise to pay. And it's no interest. You can't charge interest on gold and silver. That's why most of your bankers don't like gold and silver.
Right. And the depegging is a floating thing that the currencies will float within. And that's exactly what happened. And see, what's happening is that we're moving out of a debt-based economy and is going to an asset-based economy. So whatever a country's assets is, and why does that happen? That usually happens, Kevin, and tell me if this, in your opinion, you usually go from a debt-based economy, which is based off of confidence, someone's ability to pay, right? Just like a regular person getting debt or getting credit within the financial system here, either for a mortgage, for a student loan, for a credit card. You're able to do that because they base their decision based off a score, off of confidence that you'll be able to pay it. Well, when you come off of a debt-based economy, what you're really doing is you go into an asset-based economy, or a way for the general person to understand it is a collateral-based economy. You have to have some collateral that you can put up to say that you're worthy of this kind of dollar or currency confidence, whether that be in oil, whether that being natural gas, something that has intrinsical value, such as silver, gold, food. And this is a big part of the new economy that we're going to, because all debt is either serviced or defaulted on, one way or another. So I'm glad you brought that up. Now, Kevin, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is that, all of these new systems that the BRIC nations have come up with, the ASEAN nations, You know, we talked, you know, the BRIC nations making up is more, you know, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, but it's actually 120 nations. And since just the beginning of the AIIB, the Asian Infrastructure Investment Banking, they have over 70 members, 20 have just been added. Now, Kevin, in your opinion, why have these countries, and most of them make up 75% of the world's manufacturing capabilities, why have these countries decided to come together and to collaborate and to design another form of a SWIFT system, another form of the MasterCard system, another form of the World Bank? Why have they decided to do that and to walk away from what's been around for the past 70 years or so?
Well, number one, they're tired of the shenanigans that the World Bank, the United States, the Western powers, Britain, France, Germany, what they do, they go into these countries that don't have anything, that's impoverished, but they have the resources. They go in, they loan them money. Then they make loans to them that they know they can't pay. Then when they default, they go right in, they take their industry. If you can't pay, give us your oil, give us your gas, give us your coal, give us your industry. And, you know, and they just rape and pillage these countries. So a lot of these countries have gotten together and said, you know what, we're tired of this. We're going to move away from this system and move to it. This is more of a draconian system. Let's move away from this system and let's move to a more asset-backed system that if somebody can't pay, then you have to give up the resource, what a particular resource that you pledge for the money. But it's not, they're not putting so much stringent demands on the countries to, you know, we're going to give you a loan, we're going to make a loan that we know you can't pay. Then if you can't pay, we're going to roll it. We'll roll. This is how the Western system works. If you can't pay, we'll give you a new loan. We're going to roll it over and we're going to put it on the backs of the people. But they gave the money to the private sector, but you're going to make the public sector, which is the taxpayers, responsible for the money. So they're tired of that.
Yeah, and that's exactly what's happening in Greece. Kevin, we got a caller. I don't want to keep the caller waiting. You ready to take a call, bro?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, cool. One second. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what's your question or comment for Kevin?
It is Rob chiming in from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Hey, what's up, bro? How you doing?
Fine, and you?
Good, good, good. Thank you for calling. What's your question or comment, bro?
Greetings to you and the guests. And I heard you mention the precious metals class before, listening to your show. And my question is, other than being involved in the precious metal class, where else could gold and silver be purchased?
Oh, yeah. Well, the class, the class is about why you need gold and silver, how to actually increase your holdings. I teach you how to acquire gold and silver for as gold, which is right now $1,100 roughly, but it costs you about $1,150 or so to buy it. I actually teach you how you can acquire it for $44 an ounce and silver for about $1.25 an ounce. Then you also learn the intrinsical value of it, and you learn how it's going to be leveraged in the future and how you should use it. So yeah, that's what the club about. But you can buy it at different places. I would be very, very careful right now because of this asset-based economy that we're going into. Right now you want to get into it as fast as you can, because there are major mines that are being purchased and being taken over, quietly being taken over by countries and sovereign wealth. Okay. And they're doing that because they're going to nationalize those mines, because that is going to be a significant part of the anchoring for the new currencies of the world. So what's the best interest for these countries to do? To stop selling their priceless metals for worthless U.S. dollars, because the dollar is somewhat still the reserve currency of the world. So it's a lot of that you would learn in the class and how that works.
Okay. Now let's say through the class, where through the precious metals class, where is the where are the metals being purchased from?
Well, through the class, like I said, through the class, I actually do sell silver and gold, and I get it from mines itself, directly from the mine. But the class isn't going to sell you silver and gold. It's going to tell you need to have it, how to use it, how to purchase it in a more beneficial way to you, where you're not going to pay what the spot price is. The spot price is what the market says that you have to purchase it at. No, you don't have to purchase it at that price if you know how to, if you know what's going on.
Okay. Now with the class, how is that set up? Is that an online class? How does that go?
Yeah, what I do is I teach it. It's an online class. You'll need to have your online access, and then we do it through just as we're doing right now, through a conference call, and it would just be you in the class that's there. Or whoever is taking the class at that time, we're scheduled around your time. And then I show you through a tutorial and show you online so you could see it for yourself. And I give you materials that you need to study. And it's the classes. I used to have it for about 2 hours, but it's a lot of information. So it's really like an hour and a half per class. And it's about a series of 7 classes. We do it, let's say, once a week. And so that gives you time to research and find out more information.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yep. Hey, take my information down, bro. If you're ready for the class, let me know. We could talk offline, and I can give you the particular details on how to take the class.
Okay. Give me a second.
One sec, Kev.
Go ahead.
It's 951-790-8330.
Okay. Day from LA, right?
Yep.
All right. Thanks a lot. Very interesting and intriguing conversation. And I'll continue listening.
Okay, great. You have any other questions for Kevin?
No, not at this time. If I do come up with something else, I'll chime back in. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And we're gonna post Kevin's information. Now, let me tell you, one of the ways to protect yourself also is in Kevin is. Can speak to this, and this is his area of real expertise. You can actually, Kevin, what are some other ways outside of silver and gold that people can protect themselves for the really what's going to happen is the dollar is going to be revalued.
Right.
So Kevin, what in your opinion, what is another way outside of silver and gold that people can protect themselves?
Well, holding other fight the Chinese yuan, you know, or the like I'll tell you a good one would be the Iranian riel. I say riel, but the good thing about it, they're getting ready to release them from sanctions. Their currency would skyrocket over, you know, would mm-hmm. go up significantly in value because they've been under sanctions. But that's what the whole thing about. Again, we go into a new asset bag system. What does Iran have? Or you know what? You know they got something like 80 million people. They've been under, like I said, they've been under sanctions the last 36 years, economic sanctions. And you know they it's gonna take them, from the research I've done, I look maybe 20 years at the minimum just to bring that country back to minimum standards, because they've been denied the basic necessities of life for so long. Well, you know, like I said, that's most of your corporations, not the U.S., but most of your other corporations, Western corporations,
global,
like
yeah.
France, Britain, Germany. I mean, they're going Iran in droves trying to make deals, setting up contracts, you know, getting things in place, because they understand the dynamics of this. But for the average working man and women that's trying to, you know, want to participate in the Iran economic boom, you can buy, like I got, you know, $100,000 current, you know, they notes, a single note for like $21. But you know, the potential for that is astronomical, the potential, you know, for that. But you know, this is something that, you know, a lot of people, what they don't tell you is this is nothing that you can go to the internet and research. That will be nothing there. You can go to YouTube and research. That will be nothing there. You know, this is something that's been like a hush-hush situation. Or you can look on Amazon, or you can look on eBay. They sell the currency there. But people not going to really tell you the dynamics of what's really going on, what's really transpiring. This is something that, you know, like that, you know, like Dave, I think, you know, think this is a wonderful thing you're doing, Dave. You know, people can get involved that, you know, otherwise, they wouldn't have an outlet.
Right.
Okay.
And, Oh, go ahead, bro.
Now I do have another question since Kevin chimed in with that piece. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's say you in America and you purchase the currency. Mm-hmm. Until I guess until the increase of that money comes along, like basically, are you just stuck with it? Like, what can you do with it while you over here?
Well, nothing you can do until the increase come along. But the main thing you want to, it's gonna come along so suddenly. You want to have it in hand that way. Okay, see what's gonna happen when they transition this economy from a fiat system to an asset-based system. The dollar's going to lose maybe 40-60% of its value. A lot of people don't believe that. Reason being, because it's when they say, what resource do you have? What's bagging the dollar besides the full faith credit of the United States and the military? Nothing. Right. They don't have gold. They don't have silver. They don't have the resources. What's bagging your currency? And once everybody, that's why now China, all these other countries are dumping treasuries. But, you know, average person don't realize the significance of that. What they saying is, when they start dumping treasury, they saying, in other words, we don't have faith in the dollar no more. That's what they saying. Yeah.
Let me chime in real quick, because just to add on to what Kevin is saying, it's basically they're dumping these treasuries, and guess who the buyer of last resort is? You are. For every buyer, there has to be a seller. For every seller, there has to be a buyer. Someone is going to take on when these countries realize that they have no more confidence in the U.S. And like Kevin said, the confidence in the U.S. is just like a bully. Most of the people, you know, allow a bully to take their lunch because they can't beat them. Now the rest of the world can beat them, so the bully has no way to feed himself any longer.
Okay.
So this is what happens. It's, you know, right now the only thing that guaranteed the U.S. the strength of purchasing power, you know, like you see when food is going up in price, it's not that it's going up. The food, you know, hamburger is still hamburger. Apple is still an apple. Okay. The underlying asset doesn't change. You see gas or things of that nature going up. When they go up, it's not that that they're going up. It's that the value of the dollar is going down. It takes more dollars to acquire it. The asset is still the same asset. So what we try to do is we try to teach the people what's going on and how to play it, because information is so, so key. And what you want to do is you want to be as diverse as you possibly can. You know, it's one of the things that I've always taught and I believe in firmly is that you never buy an investment because you like it. You buy an investment because the seller is asking the wrong price for it. Right now, there are a bunch of assets that people are asking the wrong price for temporarily, but it's going to reset. And when the dollar, Kevin was being pretty conservative. I'm a little more, I say it's going to be like 75% devaluation. And basically what that means is this. If you have $1, 75, you're only going to be able to use 25 cents of it. If you have $1 million, you're going to lose $750,000 in purchasing power.
Right.
And that's going to be huge. That is totally huge, because most of us here in the United States, we only live off of someone else purchasing our debt, the U.S. debt. Purchasing, and the purchasing power that we get is because the rest of the world has to have it in order to buy their energy, order to buy their food, order to buy their goods. Once they don't need to do that any longer, guess what they're going to do to the dollar? They're going to leave it and go to the currency, or they're going to use their currency, and it's going to strengthen their currency, and it's going to drastically weaken our currency here. And whatever debt you have is not going to be revalued. As a matter of fact, you're going to get a double whammy. The double whammy is this. You're going to lose purchasing power, and then whatever debt you have is going to go up by what the percentage of the revaluation of the currency went through. So if we went down 50%, if the dollar was devalued by 50%, whatever your debt obligations are, especially your mortgages, because they've been bought through MBSs, mortgage-backed securities, they're going to increase overnight by 50%.
Okay, now that kind of, I wanted to get two more questions in, if that was okay.
Sure. Kevin, is that good with you?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. When you just mentioned about like having a mortgage, so at this present time, would you say that getting the foreign currency or precious metals is a better investment than real estate right now?
I'm going to say this. This is what I'm going to say. You always buy an asset when the seller is asking the wrong price for it. The real estate right now, they're not asking the wrong price for it. They're actually inflating the price. When this whole reset happened, when the last housing bubble collapsed, that was small compared to what's coming now. The thing is, you get the right asset now, and then guess what? When that's devalued, like Kevin said earlier, when there's blood on the street, guess who's going to be selling it? Guess who's going to be bleeding? The people that have those assets, because they got the wrong one at the wrong time, and they're going to be selling it for pennies on the dollar. That's where you come in.
Okay. And then my last question would be, let's say you not really load up on the foreign currency, but you have, let's say, just a comfortable amount of it. When this the crash takes place, will you be able to do anything different with that foreign currency from where we are right now in America?
Yeah, this, man, you'll be the best kept secret, because everybody will want to see you, because you have, they won't want to see the dollar. They'll be wanting to see the man or the woman that has foreign currency in their hand, because they will understand that you are their saving grace, because they, a lot of people, that's why a lot of people may have seen, like they may say, well, you know, companies are getting out of stocks, or other companies are getting over into other currency. Like Warren Buffett, he put 70% of his holdings over in the foreign currency. But they ain't gonna tell you that. They not gonna put that on the news. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's why you see a lot of companies, or they may hear something like politicians may not want you to know things like that. Or you may have heard Ron Paul say there are other investments that you can get into that don't cost very much money, but you need to get on them now. That's what he's talking about, foreign currency. That's what
he's referring to. I believe it was Jay-Z on a smaller level. I think I heard him mention euros in a rap lyric before.
Yeah, but he said he gets paid in euros. But, in Mr. Carter. And that was in his song Mr. Carter with Lil Wayne. He said he gets paid.
Is that kind of lining up with what you guys are laying out here?
Yeah, same concept. Yeah, same concept. That's different. Yeah.
Okay. That's all I had. I'll continue to listen. Thanks for the information. And Dave, I'll give you a call at a later time when I'm ready to set that up.
Yep, definitely, bro. Great question. Thank you for calling in, bro. Don't be a stranger. Keep us locked in.
Definitely. You know, I'm actually looking to get out to the West Coast. You know, I got to get out of here.
Man, let me tell you something. You don't want to come to California, man. Ain't no water. Don't come here. I'm telling you. It's going to be bad. All right, we got to go to a commercial break. Hey, bro, thanks for the call. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Then we go to a commercial break. We'll be right back after this quick.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. It's your boy David Wren, aka Dave from LA, and we're talking to my man Kevin about the global economy, what's going on, and what can be expected. Kevin, you there, brother?
I'm right here with you,
man. The brother has some good questions, and you know, one of the things that I wanted to add, this is why in this article and why we posted it. This is why the article said that London, and they were talking about the city of London. They weren't just talking about, you know, Britain. They were talking about the city of London. They said that they want to be the hub for the renminbi. And that is because that is going to be the currency base and the debt base and the bond base of it all. And this is why that is really relevant to right now, to what we're talking about. You want to really diversify yourself, you know, especially at this time, because you want to actually use your cash. I wouldn't save in U.S. dollars. What I would do is definitely save in real money, precious metals, and I would get into the foreign currencies that are going to actually strengthen in the new economy based off of assets. That's what this whole thing is, and how you protect yourself. And that was one of the things that I wanted to. You want to diversify yourself, and that was one of the things I wanted to say. Kevin, any comment? Because I know we don't have much time, because I know you got some obligations, but there's a couple of things that I want to talk about before you get out of here.
Go ahead. I'm right here with you, Dave. Go ahead.
So, yeah, that was, you know, so brother has some real good questions, and I'm glad that, you know, the brother called, and that's how you want to play this, because this isn't going to be common talk right now. Let me tell you something. They're not going to crash their economy. They're going to crash the everyday citizen's economy. That's an order in the global economy for the people, in order so that they can acquire more influence and control over the people. But if you know that, you can be in on the fix and protect and hedge yourself accordingly. So, Kev, it was one question, because I don't know how much time we got, like 5 more minutes with you?
Yeah,
I know
go ahead, yeah.
Okay, good. Kev, now, in that, how do you protect yourself? What if you were going to advise, what's some of the things that you could do? And not only that, I know that there's people can contact you, and if you could give out your contact information, because you deal in foreign currencies, you know, this is another platform. This is actual the physical platform of currency. And if you look at like what's going on right now, they're trying to totally do away with all forms of cash, because cash does provide some protection for people. It's just not the cash that is going to lose its purchasing power. It's not going to afford you any protection. So now you're starting to see a lot of cashless conversations within England. Within the Bank of England's chairman said this just this week, we need to move to a cashless society. Why is that, Kev, as far as what they want to do? What is it that you read into that, and why is the significance of that?
Well, it's a form of control. If you go to put everybody on the card, they can say what you can buy, what you can sell. If you don't comply by our rules, then we cut you off. But it's a Western, that's more of a Western way of thinking. It's not going to work. When you look at these other countries, they're not set up the way the Western world works. So they would need hard currency for even just, like I said, day-to-day medium of exchange. I mean, you know, if everybody don't, you know, especially if you ever been outside the United States, They don't get into, you know, well, I slide your car, swipe your car. That's more of a Western way of the way they do things. But that's been done, all been systematically designed. But it's a form of control, because if you look at what happened in Greece, look at what happened in these other countries. People tried to go to the bank to get money. They couldn't. People tried to go to the ATM. The ATM was empty. That was a form of control. And if you imagine everybody that had a cashless society, and you got ready to, you know, if people wake up one morning and then their card don't work, or they can't buy gas, they can't buy food, you're going to have total chaos on your hand. That's when they're going to realize, wait a minute, this ain't working. Let's try something else. But that's another thing. That's why it's good to keep cash on hand. But a lot of people have been caught up into the system as, well, you don't want to have cash. Cash is bad. This is something the bankers have created, you know. But
yep.
That's a form of, it's all a form of government control. That's what it's designed for.
Exactly. And you know, and you look at what happened in Greece and in Cyprus. The thing where the people went wrong in Greece and Cyprus was what, Kevin? They knew this was coming, and they didn't do anything about it. They didn't take the necessary precautions that they should have taken. If anyone was there with a different currency within Greece, or if they had silver and gold within Greece, guess what? They made out, and they were able to do what? Acquire other assets for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah.
There was a gentleman that went into a Greece jewelry store with €1 million. And the jeweler told him, get out of here with that worthless paper, because he wasn't going to exchange his valuable gold and his valuable jewelry for the worthless cash that had been devalued and lost purchasing power. The key to this is don't allow yourself to be caught with the purchasing power being lost, because the medium of exchange will continue, but you have to have the right currency in which is for that medium of exchange. It's not going to be the dollar in the future. The dollar is definitely going to, it's not going to, you're going to still have it, but it won't have any purchasing power. Kev, so bruh, we got to have you back on, because I know there's some business that you got to take care of. But how can people get in contact with you? And one of the things that I want to say is that, is there a way that you can, are there some things that you can help them with as far as telling them where to get collectibles and different things to help them with diversifying themselves?
Yeah, let me give you my email address. You can just email me. It's Culpatrick, C-U-L-P-A-T-R-I-C-K, another K for Kevin, at gmail.com. That's Culpatrick, C-U-L-P-A-T-R-I-C-K, another K, at gmail.com. Just email me, and just in the subject line, you can put Dave Show. I know, you know, that's where you guys are contacting me from, and I'll email you and respond. You just put your name and your contact information there, and I'll probably call you or email you back. I will, you know, respond back to you in a timely manner.
Yep, definitely. And I'm going to post, if it's okay with you, I'm going to post it inside of Tando, just so people will know.
That's fine.
Under the comment section for today's show. Okay, is that good, Kevin?
That's good.
Cool. Now, Kevin, and this, you know, this is, you know, Kevin is someone that you can talk to privately, because I believe a lot of these conversations should be private, because no one should really know what you're doing. But there's some collectibles, and there's some things that you can talk about, some of the things that you're doing to protect yourself for some of the things that are coming, the financial events that are happening.
Yeah, you just, like I said, just email me, put in the subject line, Dave Show, then I know who you guys are, and then
yep.
I, you know, if you put your contact information, I will give you a call back.
Fantastic. Kev, I know you're a busy man, bro. You got to come back on, because it's so much more to this, because, you know, this bleeds into, the war, that is brewing, and is one of the main factors that there is a war that's brewing. It bleeds into the resource fight that's happening, and it bleeds into so many things. And, you know, our people, particularly Black people here in the States, are the last ones to know what's going on globally. And as you so eloquently said early when we started this show, is that you have to look at what's going on in the world to get an idea of what's going on right where you live, you know, because the world is bigger than the block we live on. And so, Kev, in departing, is there anything that you would just say in preparing for what's going on, or any advice that you would give, or something that you would say to watch for in the very near future that's happening, or an event that has happened that you're concerned about?
Well, I would just tell the people, you know, to support your show and shows like this. We need more of them, because this is the only way you're going to be able to stay informed. You heard me talk earlier about alternative media. What you doing? This is alternative media. You know exactly what you're doing. Stay connected. That way they can stay informed. They can stay, you know, stay up on what's going on, what's transpiring. They can get a close-up view as it happened, what's going on, what direction they need to go in. That way they can, you know, they can stay ahead of the curve. That's what I would tell everyone.
Right. Kevin, my brother, thank you so much for, I mean, just giving up some of your time. You're a very a person that's always there, always open, selfless, and I really do appreciate it, and I love your passion for the people that you have, and I appreciate you so much. We got to get you back on because, you know, it's so necessary to hear from different voices and different people's perspective, and not only that, to hear the truth is the most important thing, because, you know, the one thing about politicians is that they lie to keep you from the truth.
Right.
And that's the problem that we really have. Brother, thank you so much, Kevin. I'm going to post your information. And let's stay in contact, bruh, because things are unfolding fast. Just before you go, Kev, from the time that you've been looking at this stuff, things are speeding up. It's like, you know, the information that comes through right now is amazing how fast things are transpiring and unfolding right now. You know, the speed at which you're seeing things happen is quickened, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the way I'm looking at it, the next 30 days, things won't be the same. I look for, you know, there'll be a market collapse in the day now. You can see it already, you know, look at the correction. The market is, every other day, the market is down. It's down, the Dow is down, the NASDAQ is down. Look at it. I mean, I look for, like I said, a financial collapse. All of a sudden, it's going to go down, going to go in a free fall. And, you know, and that's going to start everything, a domino effect from right there.
Yep. So true. When was that? When did you ever see the market go down 1,000 points? That's nothing compared to what's coming.
Right, exactly.
Yep. Kev, thank you so much, brother. Let's stay in contact. And as always, great, great segment. And we really do appreciate and thank you for everything, brother.
Okay, Dave. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Okay. All right, brother.
All right.
Well, that's my man, Kevin. And we're going to get Kevin on more onto the show. Because the brother is well versed in what's going on in the world, and it's always, he brings great information. And I'm going to post inside of Tando Kevin's actual contact information if you're interested in hearing about some of the things that he's doing. Just contact him, and he will definitely tell you some of the things that he's doing so that you can make your own decisions. So I want to thank Kev for coming in. And thank you, the callers, for calling. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032. So we'd love to hear from you. This is a conversation that I think is so, so important, and why I leaned, you know, and wanted to bring in Kevin to talk to you. Now, a couple of things that's going on that I wanted to make mention with you. You know, right now, the president of China is here. And I say that the president of China is here because they came to see the checkup on their the landlord was checking up on their renter. And right now, there is the U.S. is basically in default. It has defaulted on its debt. There's no way that it can pay back. It says it has a national debt of $18 trillion. But in actuality, from the unfunded liabilities and everything else, is over anywhere between, excuse me, 200 and 190 trillion. It's mathematically impossible for the U.S. to pay back. But there are going to be some people that don't see it because nothing has changed on my block. My job is still here. I still have this. I still have that. But see, that's the thing with these events. Is that you're not on the know. And if you're not following and researching and finding out what's going on, you won't know what's going on. You'll have to ask what happens when it's too late. And one of the things that I want to prevent is I want to prevent people from, when something happens, not knowing what to do because they didn't see it coming. If you can see something coming before it happens, you can prepare and make yourself ready for when it happens, and to take advantage of the opportunities that are going to come about or be brought in because of the underlying event. But when you're not prepared for something and it happens, the only thing that you can do is respond to the adversity at hand, because it catches you off guard. You know, in boxing, the boxer gets knocked out 9 times, 8 out of 10 from a punch that they didn't see coming, and they get knocked out cleanly. And this is what we want to prevent. And if you can, let me tell you, preparing is one of the best things that you can do. It's a great way of life because of this. In preparing, you learn to become a prodigious saver. You learn to save. You learn to be frugal in everything that you do. You learn to think about what it is, and you don't purchase off of impulse as much. And then most importantly, you give yourself options. One of the great things about preparing is this, is that if nothing happens, you don't lose anything. You don't lose one thing. But if you don't prepare, and something happens, you position yourself to lose everything. And that is not a comfortable position to be in, nor does that offer you any advantage. What happens there is that you allow fear to take over, which will paralyze you. And you can basically say you're at the mercy of the wind, the prevailing winds that are blowing at that time. You're at the mercy of that. This is what we're trying to avoid here. So get in on the conversation. Bring your opinions. Have your questions. What is it that you're doing to prepare for the overall dollar devaluation or the loss of purchase? I like to say the loss of purchasing power. If you didn't know, the U.S. has basically defaulted on its debt in this modern time back in August the 15th in 1971 when Nixon closed the gold window. Once Nixon closed the gold window because they didn't have the gold to be able to meet the paper printing in the paper and the debt obligations that they had created. Basically, you have a person that has had bad credit now, not being able to pay and having to go try to get more credit in order to sustain their quality of life and their standard of living. And you all know, doesn't matter who you are, when you can't pay, the spigot gets cut off. And this is what's happening here in the United States. And I'm going to tell you why this is happening. Because the U.S. no longer is the world afraid of the bully because the U.S. doesn't carry the biggest stick anymore. There's multiple countries that have tactical nukes, strategical nukes. Multiple countries can use technology to mitigate the military, because the only reason why you had the purchasing power within your dollar that you have right now is because of three things primarily. Because you lived within the government and within the confines of a government that was nothing more than a loan shark and was a bully. And they bullied their position by these three things primarily. One, the reserve currency status, meaning that any goods that was purchased throughout the world, that country that was buying it had to first transfer their currency into dollars. And then the country that was selling it had to do the same so that it could be exchanged. And what did that do? That artificially gave more confidence, and even beyond confidence, even if they didn't do it in confidence, it required other countries and people throughout the world having to buy the dollar and to actually do trade with dollars. And that strengthened the dollar. Let's say you would go to another country. You would go to Mexico. You would go to South America. You would go to Brazil. You would go to different parts of the world. You would always exchange your dollars and get more of theirs. That's because your paper dollar, your currency, was stronger. But what is happening is that the rest of the world is tired of paying the U.S.'s debt, which they continue to balloon and cause to grow because they can just print it or digitally create it. It's not brought to market based off of confidence, nor is it based off of assets. It was based off of need. People needed to use it. They don't need it any longer. So if you don't need something that has actually been keeping you from a higher standard of living, would you keep it? No, you would be foolish to do it. You wouldn't want to. And not only that, you would start to complain and identify why are you working even harder than the people here in this country, but they're living and have a higher standard of living than you have. It's because of the monopoly and the scam of currency. So that was one, the reserve currency. Next was the petrol status. Let me tell you, the petrol dollar was the real reason that the U.S. was able to, and you were able to have the standard of living based off of the work of some people throughout the world. because every barrel of oil and every cubic, you know, whatever they were buying, in natural gas, their natural gas purchases, their oil purchases, their electrical purchases were all had to be denominated in the U.S. dollar for trade for energy, particularly oil. And because of that, that strengthened the U.S. dollar even more. Because in order for a country to have an economy, you need to have energy. And in order to have energy, you had to buy oil from another country, but you had to use a dollar to do it. In order for you to sell it to another country, you had to make that transfer by way of the dollar, the U.S. dollar, the petrodollar. And this artificially inflated, well, I wouldn't say it inflated, it artificially manipulated the purchasing power in the United States to be stronger so that things here would be cheaper. Your gas would be cheaper. Your food would be cheaper. Your standard of living would be cheaper. You would be paid more. You weren't being paid anymore. It's just that your dollar was able to acquire more because it was stronger. Because it was stronger. Now, with the rest of the world already leaving the petrodollar system, meaning they're now having bilateral trades with their own currencies, so their own governments and their own people, so-called, have the benefit. This is the bait and switch. This is what governments do in order to stay in power. They allow one country to rise, and then they make that country fall, so the rest of the world would say, good, let Babylon fall. And then at some point, they're going to change this all over again. They do this historically almost on a defined time scale and calendar. And because we don't know history, we don't see where this was done before and to see what's going to happen again. You heard the old saying, history repeats itself. You didn't know that it repeats itself to enslave you even more. That's why they give you these little slogans. So that you'll put it in, it subconsciously will get within your mind and you will accept it when you don't see it coming. So this is why. We have another caller. Want to go to this caller? Let's bring him up. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? What's your question? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's up, Dave?
Peace, Brother Braggs. What's going on?
Just sitting back listening, man. Beautiful show, man. As you guys were talking, I was just sitting back thinking, people don't take into consideration the things that go into them having cheap gasoline or cheap meat or cheap this or cheap that. On the other side of the border, you got people that are being paid to make things happen.
Yeah.
People like to walk around with blinkers on, take the blinkers off. There's a price for everything.
Right, right. And not even knowing that it's, you know, throughout the world.
I don't even want to go into white supremacy is what backs the U.S. dollar.
Oh, wow.
I don't even want to go there because, man, we can get way out
of
here with that.
Without a doubt. Because
drenched in blood.
Right. And I would say the demonic cult that is involved in that whole thing.
You gotta remember, from the time this country was started, this country was organized the way this country was started. When they start with the Christopher Columbus story, it's just a story. Christopher Columbus came over here to steal assets. He wasn't an explorer. He was a thief. He was a rapist. He was a murderer. He came over here the first time he came on a sightseeing tour, so to speak, to see what the natives held in store as far as assets were concerned. When he came back, he came back fortified. He came back. He came with the three ships at first, the Nina, the Pina, the Santa Maria, some junk like that. They taught us way back in the day. But when he came back with like 1,300 men, eight ships, came back with attack dogs, came back to the islands and beat the people in subjugation. The way that this world is run is right there from Christopher Columbus to right now. The same brutality, the same mindset is working right now. That's in touch with the Nazis because he showed the Nazis how you do it, how you subjugate peoples, how you take 3 million people and when you leave, they're not there anymore. This is what these people move on. It's what they thrive on. Just yep, check the history as you were speaking of the history. Check the history. You're gonna check the history. You're gonna see what I'm saying. It's gonna not the Christopher Columbus America, the Pilgrims, the Indians with the Thanksgiving, you know, misgiving. Not that. Check out the real history, where they came from. When they came over here, and the Renaissance, whatever they don't call it, what you call it is a bunch of barbarians being freed from a continent. They were landlocked to a continent, and all of a sudden they found a way off that continent. And the people of the world are peaceful, civilized people. See, they keep saying they came to civilize, but they were the barbarians.
Right. Well, they were going to bring their civilization.
They didn't have any civilization. They didn't have any. That's the trick right there. If you keep saying it, they didn't have a civilization. They keep telling you Rome and Greece. The Greeks, you're going to find that the Greeks is non-existent. Everything they got, they took it from the African, the Cumidians, the Egyptians, the Ethiopians, everything, government, everything, art, everything, the written word, everything, alphabet, everything.
Yeah. No, what I was saying, their civilization is actually the barbaric civilization of stealing of the resources and enslaving the generations of the people so that they can maintain their control. They have no collective prudence. They have nothing more than a theft. That they will steal the assets in order to control. Exactly.
They never gave the world anything. They brought the world barbarity. They brought the world debauchery. They brought the world homosexuality. It was never heard of until these barbarians got off that European continent. People lived in civilized societies in America, everywhere that they had people of color, because, you know, long before anybody else, it was just us on this
thriving
planet. And a peaceful planet, thriving. Art, they done burned up so much information, they can't retrieve it because they were scared of the light.
Yeah,
they didn't want you to be educated. That's the worst thing in the world well, I don't want to start screaming stuff and offending people, but they didn't want you to think. They didn't want you to have light, to have understanding of anything.
No, you good, Brother Braggs, because this is the truth. And the thing about, in order for us to dismantle the system, we have to look at what it has produced for us. It has produced nothing but death, disease, famine, genocide, in war.
That's right.
In depopulation.
That's
what they thrive on, because from all of those, from those points, from those segments and those arenas, they are able to bring in fear so that people will be paralyzed. The person of valor and the coward both experience fear at the exact same time. The person of valor is motivated to action, while the coward is paralyzed by the fear.
See, they paralyze the general populace with the fear, and it allows them to do whatever they want because they feel that they're taking care of them. They're protecting our best interests. But in reality, they got anything but your best interests in mind. It's farthest from their mind.
No, they just take care of their interests, and their interest is to subjugate your free will, the most powerful thing. And so, yeah, it's so true. And then now, you know, Brother Braggs, with everything that's going on, and you know, we want to seek a schooling. It's a big difference between a schooling and an education. Instead of getting an education, you know, when you get an education, you have to first become an investigator, because you're willing to go on a journey of the truth. And when you start looking for the truth, you don't care where it leads you. You just care for the quality of the truth, because the truth will always stand on its own.
When you let the truth does what it does. It's the truth. And
yep,
it does what you
truth.
Just said. It stands on its own.
And so, yeah, and now, you know, that's that, and then the military is the only thing, and it does it through, you think about the military of the United States. What is it really based off of?
Well, it's based on might.
Continuous,
you know what? It's so
right.
sad for us to say this out loud after the propaganda that they ran through us our whole lives. But listen, whatever we want here in this country, not us per se, we're not really party to what these people do who are in control of our government. But whatever they'll subjugate governments, they'll disrupt the government, they'll take people out, they do things that supposedly this democracy. You know, I don't know so much that we're a democracy anymore.
No, never been.
You know, I don't think so.
That's what they tell
empire,
you. Empire,
a model of the Roman Catholic civilization of Rome. We're a mirror of Rome. Right now, mm-hmm. we're right in that midst, man.
Yep.
Just before Rome collapsed, we right in that perilous type position.
Mm-hmm. What have we been in? Yep. Endless wars. Why are we at endless war? With
assets.
People?
Somebody else's assets. Assets.
Exactly. In the control of the people.
And the land.
And the land and the assets. To take the land and the assets. And they always tell you, well, it's a war for oil and we buy it. And we buy it. Like, okay, well, that's acceptable reason to go to war. Are you kidding me? So if you do that, then you can't complain. Like Scotty talked about it earlier. I think it was Scotty. Talk about the cheap gas prices. Scotty talked about it, said something about it. See, there's a price for that. There
How
is
you
a
think
price
get
for
cheap
that.
Gas prices. They done twisted somebody's arm.
Right. And it's all a scam and a scheme to get the economic collapse to happen. Do you realize right now, because you're experiencing cheap gas prices, what that's going to do, that is going to cause the war to definitely jump off because it starts the collapse of the economies that's based in that being the Russians.
Oh,
this
brother
was
Dave,
an attack on Russia. This was an attack on Russia, and to take all of the infrastructure here in the States for those companies to collapse and have to sell what they paid, you know, even though, let me tell you, these people don't even care about the corporations. These are vampires. They eat each other. They eat everything around them. They eat the people. They eat each other. They have an insatiable appetite.
That's these quiet wars until they get really, really disrupted. Mm-hmm. They're quiet right now because they're playing with the money game. It's not the body bag yet, but we're going to get to the body bag part in a minute. That's going to be terrible.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead, Scotty.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what I learned from the Gulf War, which I unfortunately, you know, was forced to do a tour duty in Saudi Arabia. But what has historically, or I would say since probably last 40 years or so, maybe less, what has kept affected low U.S. gas prices the most is the Saudis' control of the flow from mm-hmm. there. They subsidize, you know, low gas prices on behalf, you know, of the United States, and that's, you know, usually the United States is paying people in military weapons, really. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You
right.
know,
yep.
And use
you,
of your troops.
You say weapons. I was looking at a thing, said the Catholic Church got a part of they own a part of a weapons company. Man, I can't think of the name of it right
and,
now.
And not
Catholic
only
Church
are they
owns part of a weapons company.
Yeah, not only are they giving them cash, giving them aid, whatever you want to call it, but they're giving them troops, our sons and daughters. I was one of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so, you
I
know.
I was too.
Yeah, so, yeah. But, yeah, that's all I wanted to say. That wasn't me talking about that, but that's how, one of the ways you talked about earlier about how does the military affect the currency. They enforce the petrodollar is what I'm saying
they
by military force.
Dollar.
Yeah,
right.
There you go.
The
that's
American
what I was
dollar,
trying to
that's
say.
That's why
yeah.
America gets what they want. They got a military to back it up. It's like the sword. It's like Rome with their sword. They got what they want because they had the sword. America gets what they want because they got military might.
Yep, that's exactly. And, you know, we were born into this. You know, Scotty and I and Brother Braggs, we were in the military. Not because, you know, we wanted to do some patriotic, you know, thing. It's because, and, you know, well, I'm going to speak for me. But, man, I know these two brothers. I know it's, you know, same reason. We did it because we wanted to give ourselves some opportunity. But see, this is... Yeah, this is... Well, listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break, Brother Braggs. Hold on one sec. Let's go to a commercial break. We'll come right back to this. We want to stay on break... schedule. So you're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
When famine claims millions, when justice gives blind eyes to billions, when the Lord's anger is no longer feared, if his protection is gone and your enemies are near, if you've seen the sea spill over and the mountains shake, break, and fall, if the moon ever turns blood red and you can't see the sun at all, rise up, no matter if the prize is high in the sky.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation that we're having, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call. 641 is the area code, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032. Get in on the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. Listen, we were talking about the what has made the U.S. dollar strong is no longer viable or necessary throughout the world. The world has turned its back on that system, and it was designed to do just that. And I would say that because these governments are in one big fraternity against the general population of the world. And in that, they have no obligation to you whatsoever. They don't even like each other. They hate each other, but they cooperate with each other for one thing, and that's for power, to maintain as much power as they can through you surrendering your free will and giving them authority over your whole life. And that's what they're really after. It's not any currency or dollar that they print or create. They created it, so they control the patent for it. What they haven't controlled and they're trying to get patents for is that actually they haven't created you, but they're trying to actually clone and to do other things to have control. This is why it's a big push for AI, artificial intelligence, and it's a big push for depopulation. And it's so funny, you know, if you look at what we're going through right now, I just want to make this quick, you know, weird statement, man. I think we need to add another race of people to the planet, and that being the plastic people, you know, because people now have put so much of what man's created into their body and so many different things that it's, you're no longer the person, you know, you're not the person that was created by God Almighty. You're like 80% or 90% or 95%, but still that the percentage that you're not is something that is detrimental to your overall future. And they're progressing in this whole thing. And pretty soon, I think we will have a whole new race of people, and that's going to be through the artificial intelligence. And let me tell you, they're going to tell you it's good for you when it's actually going to be a part of the overall depopulation program. So, just wanted to make that clear. But hey, let's talk about this with Brother Braggs is there. Let's talk about this. I wanted to let you know that, you know, this what's going on with this economy is real, and there are some real things that are going to be lost. They've already beta tested, and they've been doing it. They've already beta tested the banking collapse. The Secretary of Treasury was last year. They went to Britain and with other counterparties and other people on the same level as the Secretary of Treasury counterpart, went to England last year to, you can research this, to come up with plans on how they would mitigate the next banking crisis that is going to be global. Now, let me tell you what they really did. They went there to make sure that they could do it at the appropriate time that they want to do it. And they are going to. They've also legislated the banking collapse. What do I mean by that? They've already said from the two G7 meetings ago, the one that was in Australia in Brisbane, they said that anytime you put cash into the bank is no longer considered money, even though it's not money, it's currency. But they tell you it's money because subconsciously they want you to think that, because there's a reason why they want you to think that. So you won't know what real money is. You'll always think of what they created as being something that is on equal to what God has created. It has the same intrinsical value, and it doesn't. So they said that no longer would money
be money, but it would be considered paper investment. And they had to go back to all of the G7 countries and to ensure that that was going to be the overall banking direction and to have plans for that. This is not conspiracy. This is the conspiracy coming to light. This is not conspiracy theory. This is the conspiracy coming to life. And there's some people that want to ignore it or say it is. Watch what happens to you when you falsely and blindly follow, have faith in people that you don't even know. You have no clue. You know, and let me just show you a prime example of that. You have no clue who these hedge fund managers are. You have nothing, you know nothing about it. Just like the recent acknowledgement of the hedge fund person that took a AIDS drug that was being sold for $13.50, and he bought the company and he had the price go up to $750. This was just this week. These are the mentalities. And if you look at this dude, he looks just like a vampire his darn self too. Because it's blood that they're always after. It's power that they're always after. They don't care about you. And then we want to defend and fight against people that are actually trying to help us and say that they're conspiracy theorists. No, you're just an idiot that has no clue what's really going on. And there's a reason why you're an idiot, because you turn a blind eye. You have blind faith in a system that's been killing before you were even born. And they're not going to stop. While you defend them, they're going to run your butt right over too. They consider you their possession, and you act like it. So it's really where we are. They've already set up for the banking collapse. They beta tested and they tried it out with what I call MF Global. And it basically, they picked MF Global because of the initials, in my opinion, MF the Globe. Think about it. And then at MF Global, if you're not familiar what happened with MF Global, let me tell you what happened at MF Global. MF Global was a company that allowed farmers to hedge themselves. And if you're in commodities, the only people that should be in the market, in the paper market, is people that actually have the physical commodity that they sell. Like farmers, like precious metals dealers. They're the only people that should be in the paper market at all, because they have to hedge themselves. If they buy a physical asset at one price, they have to short that in the market just in case that price goes down so that they won't lose their business. So what happened was that, and people were there and people invested in MF Global. And then what happened was John Corzine, who was the former Democratic governor of New Jersey, the one that got in that real bad car accident. Too bad, it didn't end a different way. But what did he do? He was instrumental in the Obama administration. And let me tell you what this dude did, John Corzine did. John Corzine went to MF Global, in my opinion, for one reason and one reason only: to get the general market and the people used to having their cash and their investments stolen and taken from them without question. This is what happened with MF Global. MF Global went under, and they had segregated funds. Basically, people that had no investments in MF Global, or they were out of the market. And you know what MF Global did? They went bankrupt. You know what they did before they went bankrupt? They stole every single person's cash. Not only did they steal their cash, guess what? They stole people cash that didn't even have an MF Global account. So let's say there's MF Global, and let's say there's XYZ company. You have an account with XYZ. You didn't know that XYZ was a subsidiary of MF Global. And what did they do? They stole their cash too, their investment currency, and told them we went under. And they said, wait a minute, you can't do that. That's segregated accounts and everything else. They said, well, we did. And they stole it. And John Corzine orchestrated it all, was there. Went before Congress and said, I didn't know, and everything else. You didn't even know that that was the beta test on how they're going to steal your cash out your bank account through investment. Because now you're no longer a depositor. That means FDIC doesn't even apply to you any longer. It never really did. So now since you're an investment, what happens is that you're subject to market risk and principal loss. They're going to have the market crash, and guess what they're going to say? Oh, you lost everything in your bank account. You're going to say, why? The market crash? What they got to do with my bank account? Oh, because you wasn't a conspiracy theorist, because you didn't listen to the people that you said were, you know, were talking just, that's just a conspiracy theory. Guess what? They was right. You were wrong. Now you lost everything. Oh, and it's all legal. Why? Because they said so. And you won't have any legal recourse at all to do anything about it. They've been legislating these things because they intend for it to become legal. And they intend for it to happen. So John Corzine was a part of them stealing all these people money. And then guess what happened to him? Got paid a big bonus, went off to the Hamptons to live, and you haven't heard from him just quietly from time to time. Oh, he's going to come back, just like the Clintons, just like all of them, because he did the system a favor. He was a good servant to the system while pillaging and raping, financially raping the people. This is what happens in this financial realm, because it's nothing more than a Ponzi scheme of depriving you of what you've worked so hard for throughout your whole life. This is what's happening. So, hey, we got another caller. Let's go to this caller. Brother Braggs, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, cool. Let's go to this one caller. I don't want to keep them waiting. Let's pull them up. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you calling from? What's your question or comment?
Hey, brother. This is Brother Davis calling from Colorado.
Brother Davis, what's going on?
Man, I'm going to tell you, I've been really putting myself deep into my studies, because when I look at all of the things that are happening right now, the Pope is in town. He's going to be in New York, Philadelphia, and Washington. They're all on the 33rd parallel. Mm-hmm. Sad part about that is a lot of people don't understand the importance or the significance of that.
33rd parallel.
Absolutely. And it's also the same position of the Georgia Guidestones, mm-hmm. which spoke about this and all these visits years ago.
Good move. We failed to realize this month too. Don't forget
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, because literally that was in the zone of what they call the fall equinox. And
yep, right.
It has, and listen, it has nothing to do with cosmology. Now, cosmology is the working of the universe. This has
yep.
nothing to do with cosmology. This is all man. Okay. Let me make that very clear first. Second, if we look at our lives and our history, we've understood that civilizations live in cyclic, will definitely end just like it started.
Say that again, Brother Davis, because you went out real quick, and it was so important what you just said.
We live in cyclic systems.
Yes.
And the cycle of this system is running out. Right now, for those of you who don't know, the reason why the Pope is in the United States and the Chinese president is on the West Coast is because the Pope right now is bringing the so-called the inauguration to the New World Order system.
Yep.
Literally, he's speaking to the most powerful Congress, war Congress, meaning the United States politics. He's speaking to the most powerful community Congress, meaning the UN, but he still represents a principle that is dying. So
yep.
just as we now see people bringing artifacts up that are thousands of years old. One day, this, as we see it today, will be an artifact in the future. And when they bring it up, one thing they will always understand is that we have lived in a time where we lived with the most debaucherous beast that ever walked the human earth. And that is the footprint that they will leave. I'm going to tell you all, literally, your greatest enemy is your fear. If you embrace it, you can be able to have some control over what is about to happen in your life. But if you allow it to overpower you, it does what fear does. It will kill you. Listen, y'all be blessed, and I'm listening, man, and I've been really throwing myself into my spiritual studies because I have to find a balance in order to open up some of the information that I'm trying to get people to understand.
And Brother Davis, I'm going to tell you, we appreciate you so much. And when you have some time, the three of us really need to do a show on just whatever, you know, just sitting down with you two brothers and Sister Davis. We need to have a show where we can just talk to each other and let our listeners be a part of that and to just to give our perspective on what different things that we should be doing and looking at, because it's so important, especially in these times, in these days. You know, let me just say this to you, Brother Davis, and while Brother Bragg, because I know Brother Bragg went to a Catholic school. I also went to a parochial school, a Catholic school. One of the things that always kind of didn't sit right in my spirit was the seance style that the mass was in. And I'm not saying anything against the people that happen to be Catholic. I'm saying everything against, if you don't know the history of the Catholic Church, then maybe you wouldn't be a part of it. If you knew the true history of it and what it has been involved in and what it continues to involve itself in,
it will scare the daylights out of you.
It will. And you know, I look at some of the certain things, and that basically they carry on a seance, and they particularly use a language that most people have no clue. Let me tell you something. Be careful what you try to resonate your spirit in not knowing the language, not knowing the grimoire. You have no clue what you're saying.
Absolutely. And the origin of words are a powerful source of all kind of,
enchantment. Yeah.
Words have power.
But listen, brothers, that concept about us getting together, we should make it a day next week.
Let's make it a day next week. Yes.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a call before now on the weekend and throw you some dates out at you, and you can get with Brother Braggs, and that way we can do this, because a lot of people don't understand where we are right now. We need to disseminate as much information as we can, because we're about to lose a lot of our powerful connections that we have available to us. Look, y'all be blessed. I'm listening.
Okay, you pick the date. You pick the date, Brother Davis, and Brother Braggs and I will definitely be there. Hey, we're going to end the show. It's Wednesday. I just want to thank you all for listening. And we have the new Abolition Radio that's coming on after this. And I just want to thank you all. Stay tuned to Black Talk Radio Network right after this. Brother Braggs, thank you, brother. Let's continue doing this. Brother Davis, right. Thank you so much. Big shout out to my man, Kevin. I will put Kevin's information on Tando Radio, a show that's on Facebook, and it's Phando. And it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. Thank you so much for listening today. Remember, be a blessing before you ask for a blessing. Be the way that God intended you to be. Live free and give freedom to everything around you. Much love, much respect.
Peace.
It's down the rugged road you've come. Though you had every reason why, you didn't come undone. Somehow, you made it to the other side.